Probably a good idea if we pray, huh? Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We pray for peace in your world. A lot of stuff going on with murder and war and violence, especially over in Ukraine. We pray that the aggressors will see the error in their ways and cease. We pray that all would come to know your love, Lord Jesus. Thanks for another day. Thanks for a chance to do something for somebody else. Thanks for going to Jerusalem for us. In your name, Jesus, amen. So it's Passover, and anybody who's anybody in Jesus' time is going to Jerusalem, right? Crowds from all over the place are going to celebrate the Passover, and the Passover is a celebration of the exodus of the Jewish people away from those murdering Egyptians, slave, you know, that kept the people of God enslaved for long, long time. The foreign domination is no longer involved, and so we celebrate that when the angel of the Lord passes over, right? And it's still celebrated today with our Jewish brothers and sisters, so on Friday, I'd love to have you pause and pray for a little bit. Friday night, our Jewish brothers and sisters will be celebrating Passover once again, and let's never forget. So, going to Jerusalem. You get to go to the temple because that's what you get to do. Going to the temple's a big deal. It's always a good idea to go to church. It's really nice to see you, by the way. Thanks for being here today. It's a big deal. Jesus is going too. And there have been some rumors floating around about this Jewish carpenter. Who is this character? Is he the long-expected Messiah, the Savior that's going to set the people free and save us all? Jesus does not seem to meet the expectation of everybody, though, right? He comes riding into town on what? A colt, a borrowed one at that. People were expecting, you know, some king coming in with a big steed and all the armor and the military might riding into town. Some people are chanting Hosanna, and they're waving their palms like Pastor Johnson did, going crazy. This is the guy. They're throwing their cloaks on him. It's wonderful. We're going to be looking at that first reading that Pastor Rudd read. It's on page 823 in your Bibles if you want to follow along. Take about 35 minutes. You'll be out of here before the master starts. That's okay. Save now the people. They want Jesus to come and deliver the people. Well, Jesus does deliver us from sin, death, and the power of the devil, right? But this is different than what they expected. So here's a question for you during Holy Week. What are your expectations of Jesus? Of course, during the Passover time, the Roman Empire had to be involved too. The Roman governor of Judea, a guy named Pontius Pilate, we'll be probably talking about him later this week, takes up residence in Jerusalem, right? Where he could quickly put down under his force of thumb any uprisings that might take place with all these people in town. You know the Romans, right? The ones who perfected the crucifixion. Mean, nasty, cruel, order, control, power. Might makes right, the Romans. I'm guessing Pilate came into town a little bit differently than Jesus. I'm guessing he had all that military might all around him. A demonstration of what? Designed to intimidate people. Better behave. I was taken back again when I read the Bible. You ever read the Bible and go, huh? I've been reading it for more than a couple of weeks now. But I found some different things. Mark 11 has that story. And Pastor Rudd read it so beautifully. Jesus is going to Jerusalem, going past Bethany and Bethage. And he says, hey, I want you two guys now to go into town and get me a colt. It doesn't quite say it that way. You'll find a colt tied in the street and bring it to me. It's never been ridden before. Bring it to me. And if anyone gives you any flack, just say, oh, let me quote it. The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. Sure. You have a car in your garage or out in the street that's brand spanking new, and you're going to let some stranger walk up and say, I want to take my car, and then you're going to say yes? That's what they did. They go into town, and they're untying the colt, and some people say, hey, what are you doing? Hey. And they say what Jesus told them and say, hey, the Lord needs it. He'll return it immediately. Right. They let him have the colt. He rides into town, humble, sure, no big deal. It goes in. He'll return it immediately. People spread their cloaks on the ground, the waving palms are excited as all get out. Those who went on ahead, those are following behind him. Blessed is the one. They keep singing this word, Hosanna, screaming. Hosanna means basically save now or pray, save now, right? They enter Jerusalem. The last verse is the part that's the big hook for me today, the last verse of that first reading, verse 11. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, he went into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Is that odd for you? Or do I just have some, I know I have issues, right? He goes into the temple, goes to church like that. He looks around, does nothing, says nothing. He just leaves and goes back to Bethany. This story of Jesus going into Jerusalem is in all four Gospels. Mark is the only one that says that he went into the temple and did nothing. The rest of them, he went in and did something. What's Mark up to? I mean, was Jesus late for something? Somewhere he had to be in a hurry? Had to do something. I don't know. But this is where it goes over the cusp of maybe heresy for you. Watch out. Remember when he sent the disciples into town to get the colt? Verse 3, he says, if anyone gives you flack, just tell him this. The Lord needs it. He'll return it immediately. Do you remember that? Could it be that Jesus, being a man of his word, leaves the temple because of what? He's returning the colt? Could it be that Jesus, being a man of his word, is leaving the temple early because he's returning the colt? I don't know. I do like what Father Michael said. Father Michael, I lost your name, Father. I mean to quote you on this. Father Michael Marsh said this. He suggested that the image of returning the colt might be a metaphor for us or a message that we can ponder the rest of Holy Week. Anything you need to return this week? Anything we need to let go of? We all have stuff that we've carried around for too long of a time. What baggage do you need to lay down at the foot of the cross this week, huh? Is it fear? We've had some weird stuff going on lately. Is it anger? How's your anger level? Any resentments? Or grudges? Or regrets? Oh, I wish I would have said, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You ever have that? Maybe we need to return what? Being in control. Having to be right. thinking we need to know everything because we're so important. Our need for approval, our perfectionism. You know, we all need to quit playing God. We all have issues. Yes, I know some of us have more than others. Maybe this Holy Week, it's time to return and release it all to God. Trusting that God can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Give it to God. What if we return to joy and hope and beauty and truth and honesty? What if we come back to mercy and forgiveness? Oh, or how about this? What if we treated all of God's people, including ourselves, with dignity? What if we return to love thy neighbor, love one another, pray for your enemy? Our prayer this week, as we walk with Christ the rest of the Holy Week, let's reflect on the great cost Jesus sacrificed in order to save us. He came to save us all. God bless you. It's wonderful to worship with you. Would you please stand and sing loudly our closing hymn?